The February 2026 HDB, BTO and sales of balance flat exercise mark a significant moment in Singapore public housing landscape. With 9,012 flats launched in the single exercise, it signals the government continued commitment to ramping up supply and stabilizing the housing market after several years of tight conditions. Beyond the headline number, this launch reflects a deeper structural shift in how public housing is being positioned, particularly with the growing importance of standard, plus and prime flats, and the implication of the 10 years minimum occupation period onto the private property market. Here, let's unpack what this means ahead. First, supply matter. A launch of over 9,000 flats, this means there will be improved ballot chance across the board, especially for first-timers. This influx of supply also helped to cool the red-hot resale market. It also helped to provide more choices across different towns and budget to different income segments of Singaporeans. However, what truly stands out in this exercise is the proportion of plus and prime flats, projects located in more central or well-connected areas, but with stricter rules attached. This marks a clear shift in policy direction. HDB flats are being repositioned more firmly as home first, investment come second. Now, come the part that requires careful consideration. Under the current framework, standard flats, you have a 5 years MOP. Plus and prime flat, it comes with a longer MOP at 10 years. This means you must physically occupy the flat for at least 10 years. You cannot rent out the whole unit. You cannot buy private property during this period, including overseas property. You also cannot sell the flat during this period. Even during a breakup, sorry ho, don't bother to appeal, CMP or bank table. HDB has told you very clearly. If marriage cannot work out, return the flat only. Simple as that. Even after completing the 10 years MOP, plus and prime flat are not the same as older resale flats. Key restrictions include, upon selling a plus or prime flat bought from HDB, you will be required to return a percentage of the resale price of the flat back to HDB. For example, in this February launch, the plus project in Tampines Nova and Kim Keat Crescent has a 6% subsidiary recovery. As for the prime project in Redhill Peak, it stands at 12%. In simple terms, it means assuming you buy a 4-room flat in Redhill Peak at 600,000. Assuming after MOP, it doubles in price to 1.2 million, which is a high possibility. You will have to pay 144,000 in subsidies recovery. To me, in the private world, this is considered as capital gain tax. But the good news is this, if you are a buyer that plan to buy a resale plus or prime flat on the open market, the subsidy recovery does not apply when you sell the flat. Okay, that makes sense. However, other restrictions apply, such as the 10 years MOP. Sorry, I would like to clarify on this. Does this apply to future resale buyers too? Not forgetting, there is the prohibition of whole flat rental and eligibility of the next flat buyer will still apply. As per this Channel New Asia article, it mentioned that title restriction apply to plus flat, which include some BTO eligibility condition on resale, and that include income ceiling. This means as per now, it's 14,000 for couple and 7,000 for singles. However, if you go for prime resale flat, you will have the tightest restriction, and that include full BTO eligibility condition on resale, including income ceiling. Again, does the 10 years MOP apply for resale buyers too? Not forgetting income ceiling for resale buyers. And if you look at the asterisk, at least one applicant must be a Singapore citizen. This means only a Singaporean household with one citizen are eligible. As for PR, they are not eligible at all. In addition, private property owners must wait out 30 months from disposal of property. This means the pool of resale buyer buying prime flat will be limited. If you ask me if there are any impact on prices, the short answer is a big yes. This is where the long MOP has the most far-reaching consequences. Traditionally, many Singaporeans follow a very familiar pathway. Buy a BTO flat in their late 20s or early 30s. Sell after 5 years. Use your sales proceeds to upgrade to a private property in their late 30s or early 40s. Then sell and buy a few times until they hit retirement age. As for the longer MOP period, this has changed the game going forward. Scenario 1, let's say a couple successfully book a plus or prime BTO flat at age 30. Construction time is about 4 to 5 years. Collect key around 35 years old. 10 years MOP start from key collection. Earlier sales around 45 years old. By the time they can sell, they are already in their mid-40s. Their mortgage tenure period is shorter at 20 years, capped at 65 years old. Here, upgrading to a private property at 45 is still possible, but loan tenure is shorter. This means they can only borrow less. Monthly installment will be higher, risk appetite is lower, and choice will be limited. Scenario 2, now consider a second timer who apply at age 40. Key collection at around 45. Earlier sales at 55. At this stage, many banks kept loan tenure to 10 years. CPF usage become restricted because one need to top up the basic retirement funds. Risk tolerance is also much lower. Family commitment are higher. For this group, upgrading to a private property become extremely challenging, if not unrealistic. As I always say, what's the point to be in debt again when you are hitting 55 years old? You should be planning to semi-retire and start to enjoy life. In short, the 10 years MOP may turn the plus or prime flat into a forever home. Whether you like it or not, upgrading to a private property is only a dream right now. Buyers who still aspire to upgrade must ask themselves this question. Can my income realistically support a private property purchase in my mid-40s or 50s? Will private property prices still be affordable by then? Am I comfortable locking myself in for another 10 years of mortgage? If the answer is a clear no, then a standard BTO or resale flat may make more sense. The longer MOP period could have broader market implication. Obviously, there will be fewer HDB upgraders in the short to mid-term. This will reduce demand for mass market condos, pushing upgrading demand to later stage like in having children. It's so late already, some may be asking, why bother? Correct or not? More households may also stay in HDB flat longer and treat them as permanent home and less on capital appreciation. This aligns with the government broader housing philosophy, but this also means less liquidity in the market going forward. However, on the flip side, when such plus and prime flat hit the resale market, assuming most will be million-dollar flats, those younger HDB upgraders in their 40s will have the financial means to upgrade to a private property easier. This could further support the private property market in 15 years down the road. For me, most likely I will retire by then. The February 2026 BTO launch is not just about numbers. It represents a fundamental reset in expectation. BTO flats, especially plus and prime flats, now offer excellent location, affordability, and stable long-term housing. By return, buyers must give up that upgrading opportunity. The decision today is no longer just, can I afford this flat? But rather, can this flat support the life I want 10 years down the road? If you choose wisely, a BTO flat can still be a powerful force to be reckoned with. And home buyers in 2026 must plan further ahead than ever before. That's all. Thank you for watching.